Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for another moment to stop and read your word and meditate on it, to learn more about you and get closer to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And guys, this time's reading, I'm actually recording a bunch back to back, so not necessarily today. But so the reading that I wanted to kind of share with you guys is from December 18th of the Machine Reading Plan. And it's 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 6 and 7. It's a short one, but I thought it was illuminating in a way. So let me read for you. Let me start from verse 5, actually. So 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 5. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord was not willing to destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons forever. When I think about the Old Testament and New Testament, there was a time where I thought of the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament as kind of like two different entities. I don't know why I did that, but I always felt like the God in the New Testament was warmer, nicer, and in the Old Testament was really just harsh and kind of mean. But the more I read the Bible, the more I'm realizing that, well, first, it's illogical and silly for me to separate the two, because God is an unchanging God. And really the only thing that's changing are the circumstances, but you see, and I just to kind of give my past self a little bit of a justification. Under the old covenant and the new covenant, there are differences. But I realized that you still get to see kind of God's character of the more kind of the God that we're more familiar with. Us modern Christians, I don't know if that makes sense. It makes sense to me, but the character that I'm talking about is God as a promise keeper, not just being a strictly by the book, do this, do that kind of thing. But it's more of a promise keeper dynamic that I'm seeing here. And so I thought that was really cool to know when we say God is a promise keeper, instead of just saying it because we heard it in a song or thinking it because our pastor told us, but actually being able to go into the word and say, yeah, see, even in this time, like before Jesus, yeah, God was a promise keeper. The promise that he made with David, he was keeping here, even though Jehoram was evil. It clearly lays it out here. This King Jehoram was not a good guy, but God withheld his wrath because of a promise he had kept. And yeah, I think it's just a little bit more illuminating. This is the promise the house of David had, but as believers and followers of Christ, there's a different promise that we have. So it's a promise that we can hold close and we can hold steadfastly because we know that the God that we worship and the God that we praise and the God that we pray to is a God who is unchanging and who is a keeper of his promises. So I hope that's encouraging to you guys. Hope you guys are keeping up with your Bible reading. And that was a short one. I kept my promise. hope you guys, we'll talk to you next time. Bye.